That's Kiss, and that's the name of the album, it's the name of the group. I mean, it's uncomplicated again. Now, getting back, Paul, to the, rather Gene, to the instrumentation. Isn't it unusual you have nothing but guitars?
It's really classic instrumentation. We go back to, I mean, keeping with what we have in mind of keeping the music easily accessible, the easiest thing would have been to go out and spend $3,000 on a Moog synthesizer and then turn up the volume and, you know, but... We try to keep everything so that it's easily workable, so that people don't have to work at sitting in their seats and, and try to figure out what we're doing. Our instrumentation is in a classic Beatle mold, although I don't really think we have that much to do with the Beatles as such. Two guitars, bass, and drums. A lead guitarist, a rhythm guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer. And all four of us sing, all four of us write.
I, after seeing the group, I've seen the group now three times, and on the third time around, I really realized, which I hadn't the first two times, what good voices you all have. I mean, really good, fine voices. Have you had voice training?
I don't think so, no.
None of them?
It would be, no.
You couldn't?
None of us, have, you know, we've had art training.
Yeah.
A couple of the people in the band are designers or whatever. The logo was designed by Ace.
Beautiful.
You know.
Beautiful.
You'll notice the S's are a bit different.
Yes, and that's what makes it so unique and looks so good in rhinestones, too. I should have worn mine today. Now, as I mentioned before, the group's unique, and I'm trying not to tip, you know, what happens on stage, because I like everybody to go and see the group, and they will be on tour and see what they do. But we might give away a little of it, because I have to know, I mean, with all the odd, weird things that go on in the course of the presentation, I imagine there have been some foul-ups.
Sometimes it happens.
What's the funniest thing that's happened to you so far with all your gimmicks?
The the weirdest thing, I guess, that ever happened to us was very prophetically on our first coming out, as it were, New Year's Eve, 1973-74. Mm-hmm. We did our first professional gig with Blue Oyster Cult and some other nice people, and I don't know if people are aware of it, but I do a fire breathing thing during one of the songs, and the whole side of my head caught fire.
I heard about that.
Yes,
I didn't see
that
it.
Was. I see. I wasn't even aware of it at the time. If it wasn't for Sean Delaney,
how'd you put it out?
I didn't even know about it. No, Sean just ran off stage and smothered me with his coat, and I guess it just went out. I didn't even know about it. At the end of the thing, Rick Derringer and some of his people came over and said, "Why does the bass player, you know, put his hair on fire? He doesn't have to go."
It's
that
a great
far,
act.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they thought it was part of the act.
That would be kind of expensive. You'd be bald in about 6 weeks if you could last that long. We're going to take a minute here for some words from Army Reserve.
Get it together, together, not alone. Get it together, together, till you're on your own. Don't you know it's day to go to meeting time for the good things you deserve? Don't you know it pays to go to meetings in the Army Reserve?
The Army Reserve, it pays in a lot of ways. You're paid for every meeting and each two-week summer camp you attend. Extra money you can use in a lot of ways. And you get the chance to further your present skills or learn new ones. A chance that can really pay off in your civilian career.
It pays, it pays, it pays to go to meetings.